Moncrief on News Talk.
Last weekend, Derbyshire played host to the World Toe Wrestling Championships, and the reigning champion did it again. Ben Toe Tal Destruction Woodruff is now the four-time champ, raising questions as to whether there are any toes out there to challenge him. Ben, congratulations and good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, thank you very much.
And so this year, compared to the previous championships that you've won, was it easier, was it tougher?
This was the toughest yet, I would say. I had to go up against, in the final, the third strongest man in the UK. And luckily, he wasn't that strong. I was a lot stronger, and I snapped his toe.
Has to go to hospital, snapped his toe?
Yeah, he went straight to hospital straight after the final. He got whisked off, so...
Okay, this is not a sport to be trifled with. Explain the rules, Ben, then, how it works.
So the best way I describe it is it's exactly like arm wrestling, but with your feet. So you have the best of three rounds. You do right foot first, then if you need to go to your left, and then your right again if you need the best of three. You perform on what you call a toedium, and your challenge is to get your opponent's foot to touch the upright on the toedium.
Right, okay. So it's not just the toe, is it? It's kind of the force in your foot as well.
Yeah, it's probably a bit of a misconception, it being called toe wrestling in a way, because there's a lot more to it. You know, you have to sort of do a lot of movement of the feet and all that sort of good stuff. But that's what it's always been known for the past 51 years. So why change it?
Yeah, though it does seem to require some dexterity in the toes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You need to have a good strong toe.
Yeah. Now, and as I understand it, and you are super committed to this. Is it just your big toe you've had the nail removed from, or all your toes?
But just both my big toes, yeah. I've had him. I had him removed probably about 15 years ago now, because I found out that it was impeding me when I was doing this, and I didn't actually win a tournament until I had these removed. And then it was like, right, this is what's been causing me issues all these years.
Okay, and so once you had the nail removed, what's your big toe able to do now?
I just win. It just seems to be, I don't know if it was a psychological thing, I don't know. It's been so much better.
And what kind of training do you do then for your toes and your feet?
So I've slightly changed it up a little bit this year, because I knew that the competition with the massive prize money that was put out, it was £5,000 for the men and £5,000 for the women. I thought there's going to be some hefty competition, and there was. So I've been doing kettlebell lifts with my feet. I've been going up to about 30, 40 kg. And then I've changed my footwear, so I've been going around in these Vibram five-finger things. They're like sole shoes almost. So it's like strengthening my soles on my shoes and, on my feet. And I've got more power. I feel like I've got more grip.
Yeah. And so is it just the world, the competitions you take part on? Are there many competitions during the course of a year, or just this one?
No, we can have a few. So we've just recently had a bit of a change in the organisation. So this new organisation, rebuilding and restructurising the whole event. We did this year, we've had a toe wrestling London. And we've obviously just done the World Championships, and hopefully we might just sneak in maybe a UK, maybe something like that. But I'm interested in going overseas and getting more competitors from overseas. So that's my main aim for the following year.
Yeah, and so in the course of a year, is there any period of time when you can have a bit of downtime? You can like eat a few chips, let your feet get a bit, put on a few pounds, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, this is the bad thing. So this is the busiest I've ever been since winning on Saturday. It's been non-stop. I've been here, there and everywhere. So it's been a bit chaotic to try and fit it around normal work life as well. So I'm hoping this weekend I can just have a nice, relaxed beer with the missus. And I can actually put my feet up.
Yeah, and literally. And so the people who take part, especially if they've been doing it for a while, do they have like really muscular feet, but the rest of them could be kind of normal? Or is it a whole body thing?
I always say, like, my big toes have got six packs. I haven't got a six pack myself, but my big toe definitely has. But
yeah.
I think more along the lines of that, it is more to your body. So it's like a full body workout almost. You've got to have a strong core. You've obviously got to have strong legs. And you've got to have, I mean, my old persona is I'm called Total Destruction and I'm 90% mind games. So I try and get in the souls of people before I've even got onto the Todium.
Oh, right. And how do you do that? What do you say to them?
I try and get them off the scent of what I've been doing to train throughout the year, because I do get asked that a lot. And I keep my cards very close to my chest, and then I just stare them out on the Todium until it's ready to sit down.
Yeah. And do you prepare your feet before each bout? Is there creams or powders or anything like that you put on them?
Well, this is the biggest thing. So obviously the reason why that we get like athletes' foot and verrucas and stuff like that is because our feet are constantly cooped up in socks and shoes. What we have to do is make sure, this is the bit most stringent part of this sport, is that you've got great foot hygiene. And if you don't, then unfortunately your boot is straight off the tournament kind of thing. So just make sure basically that you've got great foot hygiene and you look after your feet, which you should be doing anyway.
Yeah, well of course. And does it ever happen that say a novice competitor would turn up, they put their foot up against yours and then they start laughing hysterically because they find the whole thing tickly?
So the weird thing is on that, I have got absolutely horrendously ticklish feet. But when it comes to this, I've got this new theory this year that I just think it's all ticklishness is all psychological, I think. I just think it's, yeah, because I don't, and it never bothers me when that's happening, never.
Okay, yeah. So, and this, because of your string of victories, this is literally toe wrestling coming home, because it takes place in Wetton, your hometown, and that's where it was invented. Was the title kind of taken out of the town for a while?
Yeah, so basically, it's had a bit of a strange history. It's a bit like the Super Bowl in America. They call it the World Super Bowl, but it's pretty much remained in the same place all of its 51 years. But I think we've had two international winners over the 51-year period. We had a guy from Canada won it in 1976, and then a guy from Italy, and I think it was something around 98 to 2000 he won that. But we get a lot of international competitors. We've had a guy from America, McTojo, he came. We've had DB Cooper from Australia, he flew over. We've had loads of international competitors, and that's what sort of gives it that world status almost.
Yeah, okay. And so, obviously you're not planning to retire anytime soon. Like, what's the kind of life expectancy, not how when you're going to die, but your career life expectancy for this sport?
So my biggest rival for the past, God knows, like 20-odd years has been Alan Nasty Nash. He is the most decorated sports person in British history. He's won 17 world titles. And he's, I believe, and he'll probably tell me off for getting this wrong, but he's 67, and he got to the semi-final this year, but he's now finally hung up his shoes, and he's retired. But I think that the beauty is with this is it can be from sort of any age, and it's one of them where you can just come and have a go, walk off the street and walk out a champion.
Ben, many more years then of you winning championships. And obviously, Ben is the man to beat. Ben, thanks a million. That was Ben Total Destruction Woodroof there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.